Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 4, 2022. Medium published my new article Redefining Happiness and Security. For many people, happiness is a feeling that they are loved, accepted, and safe in their social environment. We feel secure when we have a positive image of the future. An optimistic feeling about the future gives us a reason to live. If we lose it, we become dejected and sometimes even suicidal. The future is more important to us than the present, it brightens or darkens the now, so it is vital that we understand how to build a safe future, surrounded by love and friendship. Currently, to feel safe, we surround ourselves with insurance policies, retirement funds, and the like. But at the end of the day, very few people feel calm and secure when it comes to the future. In the past, the family unit was a source of both love and security. Today, family ties are so broken that we can no longer rely on them in times of need. We feel alone, living in an age of alienation and isolation. Rather than being tied to a loving family, today we are chained to the whole world. Humanity has become a global network where everyone feels connected, influencing each other, and dependent on each other. It is as though humanity is sitting in a boat that is drifting over stormy waters. We are dependent on each other for our survival, but we cannot stand each other and do not want the others on board to live. In such a state, of course we feel insecure and unloved. Such a state can make us want to give up. But we can also see it as a challenge, a springboard for the next level in our development. To do that, we need to invert the negative interdependence that has been imposed on us by reality into a positive one, like the family ties we used to feel. In such relationships, we do not want to annihilate each other. On the contrary, we want to support each other and help each other. By creating a reciprocal system where everyone helps everyone else, we create a society where everyone cares for everyone else, and we begin to generate feelings of love and security on the social level. That level is far more rewarding than being loved by just a few family members. It is a completely different perception of the society, a feeling of closeness to all the people. It is happiness on a new, deeper, and much stronger level. In a state where all the members of society feel close to one another, everyone contributes their skills for the common good and enjoys the contributions of everyone else. The society becomes a body whose members are its cells and organs. Each of them has its unique function, but all of them work toward the same goal with the same absolute dedication and love. We are already interconnected and interdependent. We cannot break our connections, so our only choice is to go forward. Since we resist this process, we feel increasingly frightened and alone in a world where we are dependent on enemies. If we embrace the process, we will feel, as I have just described, like cells working in harmony for the well-being of the body, feeling safe and loved by all. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, Parallel Universes in Israel. Recently, it seems as though Israelis live in parallel universes. Everyone seems to have their own perception of reality, and anyone with different views is regarded as short-sighted, misguided, ignorant, or plain dim-witted. The government has been dissolved because of such disagreements. The police and the country's attorney general are accused of corruption, and no one knows whom to believe. Israel's former prime minister is on trial, and media reports are so contradictory that you would think they are reporting unrelated trials. The media, as a whole, has lost the public's trust, and each side consumes only the news that cater to one's views. As a result, the world's Israelis live and seem completely unrelated and disconnected. Parallel universes indeed. Yet, these universes exist in the same space, and therefore frequently collide with one another. The perpetual clashes have weakened Israeli society to the point where it is disintegrating from within. The complete absence of solidarity makes everyone pull their own way, regardless of others, and everyone thinks that only their side is right and the other side is wrong. And as people behave, so do parties, until the entire structure crumbles. The Jewish state is unlike other countries because the Jews are unlike other people. Each of us carries within him contradictory forces, desires, and discernments equal to those of an entire nation. Therefore, the only way to reconcile between us, and connect us, is to make mutual concessions. As long as we avoid it, we are sliding closer to complete and irreversible dissolution. In the summer of 70 C, around this time of the year, a terrible disaster had happened to us. Now we are approaching a replay of that tragedy. From the moment we began to endeavor to re-establish a Jewish state in the land of Israel, we began to feel as though we are locked in a cage with people we cannot stand. We are like wild beasts, gnawing at each other, while our enemies gleefully wait for us to finish each other off or make a run for it. Even if we attempt to split the country into several smaller countries where people more or less agree with one another, it will still not help. The division is not only between us, it is within us. We need to make ourselves whole just as much as we need to make our society whole. Until we understand who we are as people, as Jewish people, what we need to do as Jews, and accept that we must carry out our calling, we will not make peace with one another, let alone with other nations. Jews have always had disagreements. Parallel universes have existed between us, and within us, since the inception of our nature. They cannot be cancelled, nor should they. They were given to us, they are inherent in our nature, and therefore cannot be revoked. Our task is not to make them disappear, but to build above these rifts such ties of love that will be stronger than the chasm fortify our structure as a nation. The connection and the unity of the people of Israel are very different from those of other nations. Other nations maintain unity by maintaining similarity of views, culture, or faith. Jews, on the other hand, maintain solidarity, if we succeed, by understanding the vitality of contradictions, embracing conflicts as an impetus to foster stronger ties, and building a stronger bond precisely because it is to overcome a deeper gap than any other nation feels. It is an unnatural bond, a man-made love that challenges the natural hatred that nature has installed in us, for anyone who is dissimilar to us. Nevertheless, it is precisely this connection that makes us sturdy, that builds a new nation based on people's free choice to unite above their hatred. This unique unity is the secret to the robustness and durability of the people of Israel. Understanding how to form such a bond is the secret wisdom that our nation must teach the world, and our inability to teach it is the reason that so many people hate Jews. The parallel universes that exist among the Jews and within the Jews will never disappear, nor should they. But when Jews learn to build bridges of love between their parallel realities, they will find peace and happiness, and the world will find it with them. Is it possible to change the information of the original gene? Question. In the article The Freedom, Balhar Sulam writes that there is a foundation in every person, that the root of his soul that does not change. Is this foundation somehow related to the Reshimot? Answer, this is the basis of all Reshimot over which all kinds of changes and actions take place. The very basis is unchangeable, this is called the primordial gene. That is, each of us has an original gene that goes through all kinds of states, Reshimot, and everything is recorded on it. Question, what can we change? What changes and what remains the same? Answer, we can change the application of the Reshimot, spiritual information records, that are in us, for the future. And this, by the way, will correct our past. Using correctly what is recorded in you, you can change your future destiny. It is impossible to change the past, but by changing the future, you thus change all impressions and consequences from the past. Question, what exactly can I change? How will I feel about this future? Answer, the future itself will feel positive. In principle, it is correct to say that a person is building his future. And a reshimote is like potential states and nothing more. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 12, 2022. How can you develop a spiritual gene? Question: how can you develop a spiritual gene? All recorded states exist in potential. How can I activate and accelerate them? Answer: this is what we are doing within the framework of our Kabbalah Education Centers, KABU. In principle, all this is done using simple techniques. It is necessary to study the system of the universe a little. It is not difficult, but the terminology may seem complicated at first. Then you need to become included in a society that will attract a special energy that develops a person. The technique is to evoke the influence of a positive force on the reshimote, records of spiritual information. Then this force will awaken them, and you will soon start to feel it. Question: is there any connection between my internal information records, reshimote, and the records of other people? Answer: everyone has their own, but of course there is a connection and mutual influence on each other. Their records affect you and yours affect them. There also are information records of all of humanity. That is, there are personal states of each of us, and states of the entire creation. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 12, 2022. Advancing as we have been. Comment: when you enter a state of unity at congresses or gatherings of friends, you feel that you are constantly analyzing how immersed you are in this process. My response: this is not euphoria but very serious states that you will begin experiencing as your real life, while everything less important will be hanging somewhere below and becoming quite insignificant. The state of unity will determine all future parts of our life, our relations, science, culture, upbringing, education, family relations, absolutely everything. We will exist at this level. Comment: nevertheless, one is afraid he might reject this state. Knowing his nature to quickly run away and wait it out, he is constantly undergoing scrutiny not to let his desire to escape appear. My response: yes, this is good. Here you always have the opportunity to enter this state and control it at all times because you are under the influence of a lot of people who help you. On the one hand, they don't enslave you. You are always free to leave because you have a very mature and constant inner scrutiny. On the other hand, you can always enter into this state of mutual bestowal, a feeling of mutual support, and later, into a state of love, which we will achieve. Meaning, you are free. This constant feeling of freedom, being on the verge of entry-exit, start-stop movement, when every time you can leave, come back and discover some new sensations, leave again and come back, it gives us the opportunity to constantly renew our impressions. Question: did you and your teacher experience such states? Answer: yes, but I had a different relationship with him, as a student and a teacher, when by annulling myself, I allowed him to take me by the scruff of the neck like a kitten, and include myself in his big klee, in his feelings. I have been guiding you toward this state for several years. You learned this gradually, in mutual communication with each other, and would succeed in it equally. We have to keep advancing as we have been. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The State of Perfection, January 26, 2013. Internal restructuring. Question: how can you give up this world, meaning, use it not for one's own sake? Answer: and what is there in it that you don't want to give up? What's holding you here? Comment: actually, nothing holds, but there is some kind of fear. My response: it is because you don't know what you are changing it for. But you are not shown the next world for you not to change the cow for a bull, because then you would egoistically want to move to the next world. So how can it be shown to you? There is no entrance there egoistically. Surely, you will be fixated on it all the time. I want to go there because it's good there. In order to push you away from such an attitude to the upper world, you are given all sorts of opposite, negative states. You are pushed away, given fatigue, and detachment. A person who perseveres anyway eventually achieves an emergence of a new feeling toward the upper world in him that is not egoistic. I want it because it is qualitatively different. I start to feel it. As, for example, in our world, a person prefers to be a poor musician rather than a rich merchant. He has a dream and it is dear to him. When such a re-evaluation of values occurs in a person, he begins to approach the upper world. And our whole methodology, group, study, dissemination, is built just for this, to help a person in internal restructuring. Thus, he approaches the replacement of the values of our world with the values of the upper world. And all of a sudden it turns out that in order to annul himself, he is ready to make an enormous effort. How is it done in our world? Everyone wants to stomp on everyone like a cigarette butt and grind. And here it is the opposite. How does it happen? Under the influence of the upper light. This will manifest itself more and more clearly, and people in our world will feel that this is a possible physical, literally physical, internal psychological restructuring. It can be done very quickly on yourself. You change your values and preconceived notions and enter into a completely new matrix. From CapTV's I got a call. New Matrix, February 2nd, 2013. The flow of higher information. Question: you always emphasize that you can pass some information about spirituality to another person in the form of a book. Letters. Say he looked at, read, and closed the book and that is it? Does it make sense to pass this information? Or is there nonetheless some inclusion happening in him? Answer: if he came into contact with me, if he got to the point that he received some information or bought a book, then even if it will be sitting on his shelf, even if he sometimes will remember something, this is already a lot. He is already tied into a global network. He is already developing subconsciously. Somewhere something is happening in him. He is closer to correction than the rest. If a person just heard it at least once, it is already useful because he became connected to the general system. We are all connected to each other by one web of forces, and this tube by which he is connected to all the others, as if, opens up and the higher information flows through it. A person subconsciously catches it and gradually changes. He is already getting an infusion. From CapTV's I got a call. Get hooked on a spiritual needle, November 3, 2009. Dangerous love. Question: if the Creator reveals his endless love to us, then we will begin to neglect him, and therefore, as protection, he gives us, blows and rejects us. Why is it necessary to do so? Answer: this is done on purpose so that we change our state. This neglect is the result of a new level of egoism emerging and unfolding in you. Question: why can't we immediately embrace all of the Creator's love? Answer: you do not have any abilities for this. We need to work on it. After all, sensation and the understanding of sensations, that is, the heart and mind must be together. You cannot just feel it. There must be a period of awareness of the cause, action, effect of these sensations, certain control over them, then the next state, and so on. There are a lot of different switches here. It all depends on how ready you are for this, how much you want to take part in all the metamorphoses happening in you and your willingness to call them upon yourself. This will reduce the time to adapt to the new world. This is a completely new world in which you will feel that there is neither time nor space, there is no life or death. You will look at your body as at an animal that is next to you. Well, you stayed with it, made friends with it, like with your dog or a bull that grazes in your yard, and now you are parting. Moreover, You feel this animalistic state that also has its own egoistic form. But since it supported you and brought you closer to spirituality, then in this egoistic form it begins to enter the spiritual as an integral part of it. Therefore, there is no death, there is no disappearance. On the contrary, it is like all your inanimate, vegetative, and animate desires that join your next state because they led you to this. Starting from the appearance of our universe, that point that developed in you has now led you to exit our universe into the next one. This is a very special state, a historical moment. Although there is no history and time. From CapTVs I got a call. Dangerous Love, January 23, 2014. Michael Lateman, on Quora, does God understand constructed languages? The Creator, which is a quality of love, bestowal and connection, understands the language of feelings when we relate to Him independently of ourselves, and when we wish to feel Him and simultaneously forget about ourselves. In other words, the feeling of the Creator needs to be completely objective. Based on 10 Blitz answers about the Creator with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman on May 21, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.